Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, moving on to the bizarreness, or if such a word exists, of South Africa's position on the international stage. South Africa, which has resisted taking sides following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, announced on Thursday it will next month stage a 10-day joint military drill with Russia and China off its coast as means to strengthening the already flourishing relationship between South Africa, Russia and China. Multinational maritime exercises between these three countries will take place. That's according to the army. Well, we wanted to understand what on earth they are thinking. Stephen Grust, head of African governance and diplomacy program at South African Institute of International Affairs. Good morning. How much of the day, percentage wise, do you spend just shaking your head from side to side?
Howard, I've had to have an operation to reattach it.
It's just absolutely bizarre. Anyway, tell us about this.
Okay, so this is not the first time that South Africa, Russia, and China have held joint military exercises. They did the same thing in 2019, which was, of course, in a very different world, pre-COVID, pre-Ukraine war, and it's an opportunity for South Africa and its allies and its friends to deepen their relationship on a military basis. Now, of course, it's also held operations with NATO. It's also held joint operations with the U.S. Four times in the last decade, but not recently. But the timing is quite bizarre. It is going to take place over the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February.
Wow.
And the optics, the way it looks, is not a good look as far as I'm concerned for the country to be squarely on the side of Russia and China as the world commemorates or even mourns the invasion of Ukraine a year ago.
It's almost like they got together and said, you know, we haven't had a reputational disaster for at least a few months. How can we discredit ourselves just a little bit more? Not only let's have a joint military operation with Russia, but let's do it over the anniversary when the whole world is focused on the year that was.
Yeah, it's definitely going to draw attention. In some ways, it might be South Africa just saying, look, we have our own foreign policy. We will exert it as we wish, and we're not going to be told by anybody big
yes,
or small what
right,
to
quite
do.
Right, yes.
But the timing is really, you know, I mean, it also makes us think back a year ago when, on the evening of the invasion, senior military officials and government officials were at the Russian embassy celebrating 30 years of diplomatic relations and basically toasting to the invasion of a sovereign country next door to Russia.
But you know, let's look beyond the diplomatic rhetoric, which says, you know, no one will tell us what to do, and we will determine our own path here, which is lovely, except for the fact that morally, this is a major problem. Forget the Israel aspect where at the drop of a hat, South Africa will rush to criticize Israel. How much do we have absolutely no moral backbone in as a South African government that we could be supporting Russia at a time like this?
I think it was Groucho Marx who said, if you don't like my principles, I've got others.
Exactly.
You know, South Africa has claimed neutrality on this war, but there have been so many signs over the last year that it's leaning towards Russia. It has refused to condemn Russia in the UN or other forums, despite the emergence of human rights abuses that have taken place widely in the areas that Russia has occupied. The ANC Youth League, for example, went to observe these referenda of the occupied Russian areas that then voted to join Russia and gave fulsome reports of that.
I wasn't aware of that. Really? They went there to observe this, and they felt it was okay, the ANC Youth League.
Yeah, you can find them on YouTube. You can see them saying how free and fair the elections were. So, you know, we probably shouldn't be surprised at this point. You know, South Africa is also chairing the BRICS, the Organization of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa this year.
But to be fair, that's rotational. They don't really have a choice.
But it just so happens that it is this year. Right. And one of the things that's being talked about quite seriously is expanding the BRICS. And you'd be probably interested to hear that Venezuela and Iran are two of the countries that have expressed interest in joining the BRICS. And, I mean, that would really make it an anti-Western alliance.
Wow.
You know, South Africa is putting its lot in with Russia, you know, despite telling the public that it's neutral. You know, one has to just look around and read the signs. I mean, yes, we will host Janet Yellen from the U.S. Treasury, and President Ramaphosa went to meet President Biden. So there is a balancing act.
We're quite comfortable taking their money. Let's not, you know, money is a whole different story. That's not politics.
Exactly.
We're comfortable with that. We've never been shy.
I mean, and on Russia's side, I think these exercises are important because it belies the belief that they are internationally isolated, that they don't have friends, that they are being hit hard by the sanctions. You know, Sergei Lavrov is in the country. He's arrived this morning, the Russian foreign minister, and he will have visited 12 African countries within about 6 months. He's come to South Africa. He'll go to Eswatini, Angola, Botswana, and then he's going to North Africa next month, and he was here about 6 months ago in Africa. You know, I think that's a real political, diplomatic demonstration that Russia still has friends, that Russia still can...
Yeah, look, I'm not sure that I would consider Eswatini a diplomatic coup.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's from the Russian side, that they're demonstrating that they are not isolated and that they haven't been cowed by the Western sanctions.
The fact that South Africa is dealing with so many of its own crises concurrently, does that mean that it's likely that this won't get the attention locally that it should?
Well, you know, load shedding is definitely going to grab the headlines, but I think this one is a big one. I think deliberately, and South Africa could have said, look, this doesn't suit us now, can we delay it for a year? The fact that these exercises are going on right around the time of the anniversary of the invasion has already been picked up by the foreign media. I think this will be quite a big story. The DA has criticized the government in public for this. And I think, yeah, this is going to make more of a splash, pardon the pun, than it would have at another time.
Very, very frightening. But as you said, unfortunately, unsurprising, which really is probably the biggest problem of the lot. I'd love your thoughts on that. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That was Stephen Grist, head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at South African Institute of International Affairs.